Hello.
Hello. Yeah, good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues affecting your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
21 and older.
You are registered to vote?
I am.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, ma'am, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably, or 50-50?
I will vote.
Definitely? Should I record that as your answer?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you, ma'am, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And just to make sure we're talking with people, with everybody in your community, can you please tell me your race? Is it white, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
African-American.
Thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
35 to 40.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read you real quick a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. Can you please tell me for each, from the scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on? Use a 10 if it's the most important issue, a 5 is somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Depends how you feel, okay? Thank you, ma'am. Now, the first issue is improving K-12 education. How important is that issue for you from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And making college more affordable from 0 to 10?
10.
And reducing substance abuse in our communities. What number?
10.
And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. What number?
Thanks.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? What's your opinion?
Staying about the same.
Staying about the same, yeah. Now, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same?
One.
Thank you. Now, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two, okay? I'm going to have a list. I'm going to read it real quick. Heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. Cigarettes, marijuana and other cannabis products, alcohol, ketamine.
Marijuana.
Okay. How about ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, opiates or fentanyl, or vaping? And you say marijuana, and what else?
Marijuana and alcohol.
And the alcohol. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I want to ask you your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Now, tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation, support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who cannot or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Now, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm not really knowledgeable on that. Not sure.
How should I record your answer? Somewhat agree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you, ma'am. And now I'd like to ask you for you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Please, for each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat, or not at all familiar with the product, okay? E-cigarettes or vapes? Very, somewhat, or not at all familiar?
No.
Not at all?
No, not at all familiar.
Okay. How about heat, non-burn tobacco products? How familiar are you with them? Very, somewhat, or not at all?
Not at all.
And oral nicotine pouches? Not at all? Are you familiar with that?
I'm familiar with it.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Now, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million Americans adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults smoking. Now, remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only one in ten who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to most harmful form of tobacco to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. Now, after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Cost of smoking has gone up, more government restrictions and bans, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or more education in anti-tobacco advertising? What do you think is the main reason for that change?
The education.
Okay.
Education number one, and alternative number two.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Can you please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more? We must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit to traditional cessation products like nicotine pouches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce the long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. Now, the second statement. Well, while it might be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine pouches and prescription medications. Now, which statement do you agree with most? The first one or the second one?
The second one.
Thank you. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? Much more harmful, somewhat more harmful, somewhat less, or much less harmful?
You say vaping? Did you say vaping?
Vaping, yes. You think it's more or less harmful?
Mm-hmm. It's a
much
bad thing.
So,
it's a bad thing.
Okay.
Someone
more harmful. Okay, now I'm going to read you real quick some statements that people have made about smoking and the importance of a smoking-free tobacco or nicotine alternative to cigarettes. Can you please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10? With 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree, and a 0 means you do not agree at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10, depends how you feel, okay? Now the first statement says, quit smoking is hard, that's why only 1 and 10 people who try are successful, but there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these least harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can or don't want to quit smoking and nicotine altogether. Now, how much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
Is 0 agree and 10 not agree? What's the...
Zero means do not agree at all, 5 somewhat agree, and 10 is strongly agree. From 0 to 10?
Somewhere agree.
Okay. What number
that would be 6.
That would be 6? Okay. Mm-hmm. Our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Now, policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. But also are the less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. From 0 to 10.
Oh, I agree, 10.
A 10, okay. Now, opiates are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly five times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that is already being used in our country to combat opium and use it in Europe and Japan to combat cigarettes. Used by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with that?
10. Okay,
thank you. Now moving right along. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you once again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who cannot or will not quit smoking cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? I strongly agree with that. Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree. Okay.
That agree strongly or somewhat? Those are the options.
So what agree?
Okay, thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? A smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, e-cigarettes or vapes? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, have you used in the past 30 days oral nicotine pouches? Yes or no?
No.
How about pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Okay, heat, not burn tobacco produce?
No.
And cigarettes?
No.
Okay, now switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, so we can finish. What's the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school graduates or college graduate or postgraduate?
From college.
Thank you. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Separate.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have any children 8 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And which of the following best describe how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community, yes or no?
What's that?
Okay, the LGBTQ+ community? Do you identify
as a member?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
You just aren't required to read verbatim in order not to influence your opinion, and that's all I have written, but we can move right along. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
I was previously a Democrat, but a strong
Democrat or not so strong?
I was a Democrat. Now I'm just rethinking. I think I'm going to be a Republican now.
Okay. So you consider yourself a strong Republican or not so strong?
Not so strong.
Not so strong. Thank you, ma'am. In the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump? Okay.
Yeah.
Under 2020, right? You vote for Donald Trump, correct? Okay.
2020.
Okay, and if the 2024 election for president were held today, and you have to make a decision, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Okay, enjoy your evening, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.